Here we go. Join us for the 10th anniversary once-in-a-lifetime cow cruise around the Horn of South America. That's right, this time we sail around the Horn February 5th through the 21st of 2025. We know that you've been waiting for this opportunity for years. Well, now it's time. There is nothing better than sailing with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded cow listeners as we spend 17 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of South America. Our adventure begins February 5th through the 7th, 2025, in Buenos Aires, Argentina, where we tour the city and El Ombu Cattle Ranch and see how the gauchos cowboy in the Southern Hemisphere. Then we board the Sapphire Princess of Princess Cruise Lines for a two-week cruise with stops in Montevideo, Uruguay, Puerto Madryn, Argentina, and the Falkland Islands. Then we continue around Cape Horn with stops including a visit to the King Penguin Colony in Tierra del Fuego, Argentina, Punta Arenas, Chile, visit the Amalia Glaciers at the Chilean Fords, Puerto Montt, Chile, while ending in Santiago, Chile. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions, excursions, and amenities reserved only for cow cruisers. And you know there'll be plenty of fun and laughs with evening entertainment just for cow cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today at 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131. Or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now to join us for the 10th anniversary Cow Cruise around the Horn in February of 2025.
Hi, this is Jimmy and Starla Queen.
We're with the Western Swing Group, the Jazzabilis.
And thanks so much for listening to
Clear Out West Radio.
That's right, Jazzabilis, you are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Hey, and if you are interested in going on our cruise to Argentina and South America,
get signed up.
You need to get signed up before July 1st.
That's right.
That's right.
And
so
that's just around the corner.
Get right on it. As a matter of fact, it's this weekend. Yeah. So anyway, yeah. All right. How about a little farrier's file?
Ooh.
What do you got for us this week?
How do you set a shoe on a horse that is dancing around?
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
Oh, my.
We have all of the old wives' tales, the new tricks. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sure, sure. Yeah,
right. The duct tape. The
Smiler.
Smiler. Okay. Go ahead. Talk to us.
You got to get his attention.
Yeah.
Is the best way that I know.
Sure.
Okay. And some farriers, like our dad, had an education tow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And he would rear back and give the old horse a big old belly kick.
Yeah, right in a bread basket.
And
he
is the only man that I've ever heard a horse go, ooh. He could kiss the air.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. So what he was doing is getting the horse's attention.
Right.
Back
right.
to him. Right.
Yep. Yep. And nine times out of ten, it works.
Sure.
And then there are those that are the exception.
That don't work. Yeah.
We don't allow belly kicks anymore.
Yeah, right. Can't do
not
that.
Not unless the owner's not there.
We're a kinder, gentler shoeing outfit.
Before I knew about the duct tape,
I
would put a coat or a jacket or a sweater over the lead rope.
Yeah.
You know, and they would bob their head and it would flop and they'd look at it.
Tie a hanky.
Or a hanky.
I would tie
hanky
a hanky.
Works. Yeah.
Right.
Or then it comes down to something a little more severe.
Sure.
Maybe a smiler.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, we stick in the upper lip.
Yeah.
Between the cheek and the gum.
Got it.
I use an OB chain. There's no sharp edges.
Yeah, sure.
You don't have to tighten it, but you just kind of rattle it and get his attention.
Make sure his mind is on business, right?
Yeah.
Now, as owners, there are lots of things that you can do.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to just throw this in there really quick.
If you've got your one horse who is really herd sour and he's the only one out, everybody else is out around running around and he can see them.
He needs a buddy.
All right, he needs a buddy. All you got to do is catch another horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's that pretty much ends the farrier's file. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely yeah. Right. That's some great information there, big feller. Thank you for farrier's file.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, no more kick in the bread basket,
no belly
really?
Kick.
Oh, yeah. Be darned. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. Too many broken rasps. Yeah. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
And they don't give those away.
That's a fact. You don't want to be breaking rasps,
that's
for sure.
That's a fact.
Yep. Hey, Dave Alexander is riding along with us this week. Got a little music coming from him and with the symphony.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is the Big Tulsa Medley.
I'm eating saltine crackers, just 10 cents a pound. A big balls in Captown, we'll all go down. A big balls in Captown, we'll dance around. Oh, fit. A big balls in town, a big balls in Cat Town, we love go down. A big balls in Cat Town, we'll dance around. Hey! Put on your new shoes, put on your gown, shake off those sad blues. A big balls in town, a big balls in Cap Town, we'll all go down. A big balls in Cap Town, we'll dance around. Here we go. Said, where's that gal with the red dress on? Some folks call her Dinah. Stole my heart away from me, way down in Louisiana. Come on, take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to wed thee. Would I like to go to Tulsa? Lord, you bet your boots I would. You just let me off at Archer, son, and I'll walk down to Greenwood. Come on, take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to wed thee.
Man, if that don't make you want to tap your toe,
good
stuff there from Dave Alexander and the whole symphony.
And everybody
and
else.
Everybody in the symphony.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. All right. Well, yeah, big fish.
Big fish.
Little pond.
Little
right.
Pond. Yes.
Okay,
here's the question.
You go ahead.
Would you rather be a big fish
in a little pond?
Yeah. or a little fish in a big pond.
That's easy for me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, big fish, little pond.
Absolutely.
I'm good with that. I don't even mind being a little fish in a little pond.
You know, I'd go along with that.
I don't have a problem at all with that.
Right.
Well, we all have our local legends.
Well, absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The big fish in our lives, in our little ponds,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
A few of the artisans come to mind for me.
Right.
Luis Ortega.
Right.
The rawhider.
Mm.
I mean, holy cow.
What a talent.
Absolutely amazing talent. The average person has no idea who Luis Ortega is.
Or David Sevier.
Yeah, I've got severe, I have severe saddlery
right
here.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a talent.
We'll talk about a few of these. We're going to ditch out to a cow commercial, and when we come back, R.P. Smith has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.